We are continuing Shu'urim on Shah Kavanot. We're using the Sefer again, Tiva Kavanot. We're on page Kuf Yud Beis. We've been explaining, the Arizal is explaining to us the first three words of the bracha, of every bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem. We are right now, he's going to explain to us the word Hashem, the Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And he says as follows. Neva milat Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Tzarich, ki tzarich ata lechaven, ki kava yatsa shefa, aniska, mitoch ha-malchut v'bina, v'igia le'aba makifim shel aba mochim v'za, anikra avoya. וזה סוד שני מילות אלו על השמיים הנזכר אחר אשר תנהודך. The pasuk says in Tehillim אשר תנהודך על השמיים, וזה אמר על השמיים ולא בשמיים, להורות, to teach us, כי שהם בחינת מקיפים על ראש דזה עניק השמיים. So let me explain to you. Let's do a little bit of chazal. So when we said the word Baruch, this is always, except for in Shmona Esri. Any bracha you're making, Birkas Hananim, Birkas HaMitzvot, any mitzvah you're going to do, any bracha you're going to do, you're going to say the bracha, and you're going to mechav them. When you say Baruch, you're drawing down very Shefa, which is on a very high plateau, high spiritual world called the Keter de Malchut, Keter de Kudim, or the Malchut de Akudim. It's called Ketel Elyon in the Loshon of the Rashash, Ketel Elyon. You're going to bring down from the Ketel Elyon, which is very, very high, you're going to bring it down all the way down through all the Patsufim, through Atik and Arich, and then Abba V'ima, and you, as you sing the bracha Ata, you're drawing it lower and lower, and finally when you say Hashem Amaya, you bring it on top of Zah being one of the last parts of him, and Zah is always a reference to Shemayim. Aretz is a reference to Malchut, which is Nukva. So the Pasuk says, Asher tena hodcha al Shemayim, put it on top of Shemayim, meaning put it on top of Zah. So at that point in the bracha, you're going to have all the Shefa that you brought down from Baruch, Ata, and then find Hashem, you're going to have it on top of Zah's head. And then it continues. Now, the Havaya, when we say Hashem again, is a reference to Zah, and Zah we're putting on top of Zah. Now, what type of Havaya is? We know there are multiple Havayas. There's Ab, and there's Sag, and there's Ma, and there's Ben, there's many Havayas. Which Havaya is he speaking about? So he says, Hu kemo shekatavti lecha ba'aba b'chim. There's four different types. Ab, Sag, Ma, Ben. צריך להבשים לך לכלול כולם באביה אחרונו, אחרונה דה בן. She says, the answer is, which Havah are you going to be using? That's the one of Ben. Why is that? לפי שאתה זהו בסוד שש קצוות. Remember, what we're doing over here, we're growing the palzuf. Us, little us, little human beings, are able to grow tremendous gigantic patufim in the spiritual worlds from 6 spheres into 9 spheres. So since the patuf starts with 6 spheres, he's a vak, he's premature. Therefore, since he's premature, we give him the name of Ben, which is the lowest of all the shemas. If you have Ben and then Ma, then you'll graduate to a Sag and an Ab. So Ben is the lowest one, that's why we call him a Ben. Ben Hayonik Me'imo. Because he's still a child, he's only a Vav Ksavot. But Tzarech L'chaven Ba'aviyah Zu Be'Ben, V'Tzar Bo'ofen Sh'tiyah Gematchem Baruch. Now, another point is that it's not a regular Ben. The way Ben is spelled is Yud Vav Dalet,
KK, Vav Vav KK, as we know. Now, this is not going to be the regular ben, but rather it's going to be a ben when you take the gematrias of the entire, all the letters of this Havaya, the ben, it's going to come out to Baruch, which is Radla, Ralab, 232. So what type of ben is it? So he explains. Im arba otiyot Havaya, Ralab, ba'ofen ze. Ki arba Havaya, arba ahin. שבא ויעזו שלושת סיורים הם שבא הם דלת י' דלת וו ושלושת וווים. Now we know in the Havaya de Ben, we know there's four hays. Now each hay is going to be spelled in three different ways. You can spell a hay as a dalet and a yud, a dalet and a vav, and three vavs. She says, "Ki alba hin shebayazu shloshet tsurim sheba." There's four, three of them, so you're going to have 12 hays, all in different tsurim. Kol echad min alba hin. So if you add all that, the dalet yud, which is how much is that? That's 14. Dalet vav, that's another 10, that's 24. And 3 vavim, which is another 12. You times that by 4, because you have 4 hays, you're going to come out to the gematria of 168. Okay, now let's continue. Now the Yud Vav Dalit, because the Havaya starts with Yud Vav Dalit, it's Mele'ah b'gematria Chav. Yud plus Vav plus Dalit is 20. So we're going to have to add this to the Cheshbon. V'kishtzad dalit shel ayud b'tziu shnei vavim. Now, in the dalit of the yud vav dalit, you're going to put two little vavs over there. Two little vavs also can make dalit. So that's another 12. Two vavs is 12. Hari yud beis. V'im ezrim shel ayud, so plus the 20 that we counted with, which is yud vav dalit, 20 plus 12 is lamed beis, lev. Plus the original 168 that we counted already, that makes altogether 200. So we're up to the count of 200 so far. Now, Ot Vav, we know the Vav is double Vav, right? Because it's in Malay. So two Vavs is Yud base, it's 12. The Tarzov Tikach Dalit Ahin Bepshutan Shem Gematre Eschim. So you count the Poshut as well. So that's another 20. So 20. The 20 plus the 12 we just counted again is going to be 32. With the original 200 that we have, that's your Ghalab. That's going to be your 232. That's how your Ben looks like. Kiminyan, why? Because that's the same minyan of Baruch. Im Arba'a Otiyot. Tawashon Dwek in his Pirush, and I think it's the Shah Racham, it explains. He explains over there that why is the Ariza going out of his way to explain that the Shem Ben in Havaya is Gematra Baruch. It's to get you to concentrate, that not to forget that all these kavanas that we're doing is attached to Baruch, because a person sometimes gets carried away with all the kavanas and starts with Chavin, and he's going great, and he's going up through different partsufim, different olamot, going higher and higher, and feeling the oneg, but then he forgets where he is. He doesn't know whether he's in the kavanas of Shema, kavanas of Shemona Esrei, kavanas of a bracha. That can often happen. If you're not firmly based on what you're doing, concentrate on what you're doing, you can let yourself go and forget exactly which kavanah you're trying to bechaven. So says the Rashol Dwek that the Ariza is pointing over here that even though you're in the Yud Kivavke Havaya, you still have to mechaben the poshut of the gematria of Baruch, which is the Ghalab that we just made over here, in order to draw you back into the kavana of the Baruch. That you're making kavana not in Shemoneh, so you're not making kavana in Shema or anything else, but rather concentrate on what you're doing, the kavanas in a bracha. Now let's continue now. On page Kuf Tet Vav, Hadam Achad Ketana Beina Kriyat Shema Shel Havaya. Okay, this is a different inyan. That was that. Now, you know, often we find that the Havaya is spelled in two different ways. Especially in this Sfadi Sidurim, we find that the Yud Kivavke, and then you find the Atnut is after it. let's say in the hay, right? You see that you aleph, you say yud, k, vav, and then the final hay, it's big, and you find a little adnus over there. That's one way it's spelled. Another way it's spelled is that yud, and then you have an aleph, and then a hay, and then a dalet. It's called bishiluv. Find these two different types of ways that the avaya is spelled to us. Let's see the Arizal's take on this. Akdama achatz ketana. Hine, bekol pa'am she'ata maskir mevorech motzi bifricha shem havaya bekol makom. This is a general rule. Everywhere we pronounce the havaya, you have to know to chavon lechlol biyachid havaya adnut. You have to put together havaya and adnut. Lefi ki kitzivato u havaya. We know that we don't pronounce the Shem Hashem the way it's written, but rather the way it's read. Okay, the Chazal put an issue on us not to pronounce it because we wouldn't have the Eifa Paraduma and so on and so forth. Therefore, we're not tahor enough. Only the Kohen Gadol, the Yom Kippur, Kodesh Kodoshim can pronounce the Havaya proper, but rather we nickname it by the Shem Adnut. So since we Chazal want us to put it, as Mashma of Chazal says Arizal, we have to put them together. Therefore, you have to mishalav them together, one to the other, both names together. That's the first pshat. Now, gam. This is what the Rosh, I'm telling you the way the Rashash learns. Gam tzarich lichaven bekol pam. This means the Rashash learning over here in the Arizal that there's a new kavan over here. Besides doing the shiluv of yud, aleph, k, dalet, and so on and so forth, there's another kavan as well, and this is where all the sidurim get, they do both of them. And always in the kavan, always in the sidurim, you'll find that these, the havaya is always done in two ways. There's a havaya, the adnus is inside the heyachloina, and the shiluv of havaya, the adnus is afterwards. Because of this Arizal, the way the Rosh Hashanah learns. Gam tzarich lechaven bekol pam shetotzi bepficha shem havaya bekol makom sheyiyeh hezer lechaven bezeh ki hu sod kesher hamalchut im zav. Again, it's a reference to the connection between zav and nukva. Ba'ofen zeh ki hine ketuv b'shem havaya v'techaven ki shlosh ha'otiyot yaku, which is yud kevav huza, והי אחרונה שבשם היא מלכות תכוון שנעשה שם שם שלם שהיא שם אדנות באופן שתצא את ההוויה בלבד בלבדיך שכוון בי אחרונה לשם אדנות שהיא הנוקבה והיא היא אחרונה של הוויה. Okay, so therefore there we have it. This is the makor for all the sidurim that we have that spell out the Havaya in these two different ways. So the way explained over here that Yud Kei Vav Kei reminds yourself that that's a reference to Zah, and how to remind is that the He Achroina of the Havaya is Adnut. They put Adnut inside the He. But these are two separate Kavanas, and this is one of the most basic Yichudim you do, because all our Kavanas at the end of the day is to Miyachid Zah and Nukva together. And this is one of the basic aleph base yichudim that we have, how to do that. Very, very important shtickle. With that, we've assigned the first chelik of Shah Kavonis, Baruch Hashem. And we're going to continue now with the next chelik, which is the inin of Bet Knesset. The inin of Shul and all the inyonim. So let's start. Hakdama achad be'inat Bet HaKnesset. First, he's going to tell us about some of the minhagim of the Arizal when he used to go to shul in the morning. Let's continue. Adam achad b'ine bet kineset. Adam rinan mitzvah shel adam liyot ba'asara rishonim bebet kineset. We know Chazal tell us, the Gemara says in Brachos daf mem zayin amud beis, that it's a mitzvah to be one of the first 10 people in shul, because that's the point of entrance of the time when the Shekhinah Shechal, when the 10 people are there. So therefore, it's kilo, you go on the Shekhinah Shechozer Bimkoma, which is a very big schus. So, she'achesh yavo lebet kineset, acher אחד מהעשרה הראשונים לא יצא משם עד שישלים תפילותו שם. לא כי אותם נוהגים להיות מהעשרה הראשונה בבית כנסת זה, ואחר כך חוזרים והולכים להתפלל תפילה בבית הכנסת האחרת, שלא היו שם מהעשרה הראשונים. טעות הוא בידם, ולא תחשוב למצווה כלל. Says the Ariza, you have some clever people trying to play shtickler here. What do you mean? Because what they do is that they go to a shul that daven, let's say, at 7 o'clock in the morning. So they get there, you know, 10 minutes beforehand, and Baruch Hashem, they mekayim the mitzvah of the first 10 people in shul. Let's say a quarter of an hour beforehand. Once they see the part of the first 10, they leave the shul before tefillah starts, and they go to the next shul that starts, let's say, at a quarter past 7, and they go there and they try to make kind of the mitzvah of being the first 10 there, and they go shul hopping for the first half an hour of the day, so different shuls being the first of the 10. Says Ariza, that doesn't count. Ki huzid, that's a toast b'yodom. Don't bother doing the shtick because it doesn't work. That's the first thing we see. Next thing, ראיתי למורי זל, this is Rav Chaim Vital speaking, שלא היה נוהג להיות בעשר ראשון. The Ariza did not have this minhag to be part of the first 10. He'll explain why. ואמר לי, Rav Chaim Vital asked him, wow, it's a Gemara. We must use the brachot, it's a mitzvah. And he said, because מפני שהוא היה חולני. That means he had stomach problems. Now these are stomach problems, and therefore she had צריך להשות בביתו כדי לעשות צרכיו, and he had to often go to the bathroom, be excused, and therefore that took him time, that did not allow him to go to be the first 10. Another reason given to him was ועוד סיבה אחרת כדי שאחר כך ילבש תלית תפילתו בביתו ילך מאותר מאותף בתלית ותפילין לבית כנסת. והיה מוכרח לעשות כן ביום, כי בלילה לאו זמן תפילה תפילין הוא, והעשרה הראשונים היו המקדים לבית כנסת והשמות תרם או היום, הם לא היה יכול לקיים מצוות זו לסיבת אלו. So there's another reason given, because the Zohar says that a person should go to shul already putting tefillin and talit on. Now there's a problem. We know that Ariza always daven nets. Now, you cannot put on your talis and tefillin before Alot HaShachar. So if the shul starts already Alot HaShachar, like these Bet Knesset, some Bet Knesset starts Alot HaShachar, there's no way you can get there already mutar in talis and tefillin, because you have to wait after Alot HaShachar to put on Mishayakir. Right? And therefore, it was impossible for the Ariza to mekayim both halachas, to be part of the first 10 in that particular shul and go to shul already with talis and tefillin, because there used to be a lot of people, they used to go before Alot HaShachar, they used to go and learn, and some people actually stayed in shul all night, like learning in shul, so they're already there, but they were not mekayim the Zohar. But Ariza preferred to mekayim the Zohar and put on talis and tefillin at home and then come therefore for Netz or Alot HaShachar already Mukhtar. That was the reason why he wasn't part of the first 10. We're going to continue now. Akdama Anichnas Bet Knesset Ma Mechavet Ma Shomer Knesseto. Now there's a halacha, by the way, that when a person goes to shul, he shouldn't just run into shul. It's a new halacha. When a person goes to shul, he should stop by the door, put his hands on the mezuzah and say psukim, as he'll explain. Says Ariza, הנכנס לבית כנסת צריך לזהה מאוד, להתעכב מעד פתח קודם שכנס. Before you run into shul, you should stop a minute before coming into shul. Why is that? להראות עצמו ירא וחרץ, מזדדע לכנס ויחל מלכו של עולם. A person should show that he's afraid and he is shaking to come and meet his creator, which is there waiting for him in shul. והנה זה הועיל מאוד לשלמות של אדם ואל השגה. This helps a person a lot in doing, become an Adam HaShalem, and also to become a Ruach HaKodesh. That's interesting. Now זה סוד הפסוק ומקדשי תראו. This is what the Pasuk says in Vayikra, that a person should be afraid of the Mikdash, of the base of Mikdash, that means anything Kadosh.
Yirah Hashem is a big mitzvah. The Makan is pasuk in the Torah.
וגם זה מה שכתוב בגמרא בעניין אחיתופל שלמדו לדוד עליו השלום פסוק בבית אלוקים נלך ברגש.
The pasuk says in Tehillim and Nun Hey that a person should go to shul. David the Melech wrote in his Tehillim בבית אלוקים, and this is one of the teachings that אחיתופל taught David the Melech. Achitofel was one of the advisors, the main advisor of David the Melech, and he told him, when you go to shul, nelech beragesh, you should go with feeling, not, unfortunately some people go as if they're being pushed and forced to go to shul, but rather you should go with feeling. Bechemes gam ken li'inan beragesh, שיגרגש אדם מזדלייה בעת כנסתו בבית כנסת, בית אלוקים, שהוא בית כנסת. Again, same union of yira, fear. He's going to go more into this right now. ועוד נרמז במילד ברגש אל שם אגתיקץ. Sorry, אבגיטץ, אבגיטץ. שוב גמטריה ברגש עם המילה בעצמה. Let me explain to you. Avgitatz is, you're probably familiar with it, we saw this in Otto's time already and other Sforim. Avgitatz is part of the Anu B'Koach. Every we know there's 42 words over there. Ana B'Koach Yiminichat, Ana B'Koach Gidulat Yiminichat Tatitzua. The six words, seven rows, that's 42 words altogether. So the first line is called Av Gitatz, which is an abbreviation for Ana B'Koach Gidulat Yiminichat Hatitzurah. Now, if you take the gematria of Aleph Beis Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi, which is Av Gitatz, that's the same gematria of Beragesh, like was mentioned in David HaMelech Pintehilim. So what's the connection between Av Gitatz and Ragesh? והעניין הוא שצריך לומר כשנכנס בפתח בית כנסת פסוק ואני, by the way, when you come into that כנסת, he's telling us a different pasuk and he's going to tie it in all together. The pasuk the person should be saying besides this בבית אלוקים נלך ברגש, you don't actually say that pasuk, but rather you think it, you feel it, יר שמיים ברגש. But the pasuk that you should actually say is ואני ברוב חסדך אבוא ביתך. Again, another pasuk in Tehillim, hey, capital Chet, that I'm going with Rov Chasdicha, with the tremendous Hakarat Tov, Avo Betecha. I'm going to come into your house. Berov Chasdicha. Betecha Ben, Ki Berov Chasdicha, the pasuk says, Rov Chasdicha, Hu Chesed Elyon. There's a musag called Chesed Elyon, the higher, the ultimate in chesed, the higher chesed. Asher anu tzrichim tamid, that we always need chesed. Bepchat, kishanu nichnasim lehechal ha-melech lishol bekashatenu. Why are we going to shul? Okay, besides the Kabbalistic reasons why we're making all the tikkunim, but we're going for Poshu Peshat to ask for things. We need panasa, we need shalom bayis, we need shalom in Klal Yisrael, we need shiduchim, we need health. We're going to Mevakesh for ourselves. So, what are we asking for? We're asking for chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, even more so that before we go into shul, we have to put our hands on the mezuzah and say this pasuk in Tehillim, V'ani berov chasdecha avo betecha. And explains, Ki chesed hu nikra yom adekuluhu. לכן בכל ימים, בכל ובכל תפילה, בשלושת תפילות, ערב, בוקר, בצהריים, שאתה נכנס בבית כנסת, תכוון חסד זה שהוא יום הדכולו. תכוון אל שם אב גיטץ שהוא חסד כנודע. Because we know that every line of the Anu B'Koach is connected to different midah. The seven midahs are חסד, גבוה, תפארת, נצח, הוד, יסוד, and מלכות. So the first line of the Anu B'Koach, which is Av Gitatz, is connected to Chesed. That's what she said. Techaven el Hashem Av Gitatz, Shu b'Chesed Kenoda. V'zeh Sod, b'Bet Elokim Nelech B'Ragesh.
again, the gematria of ragesh is avgititas. Again, so when we're mechaven in this pasuk, be'et elokim ner beragesh, we're mechaven again the yesod of bringing down the chesed. Retzoloma, im shem avgitats, our lemi gematria of ragesh, im amila atzma kiniska, with the ladder as itself. Ve'achas she'amart pasuk ze be'petach habet kineset. As after you've said it, as tikanes v'achkam bet kineset. Lo tova pasuk ze acher tikanes ki minagzu taud b'yad anugim oto. Not should not be said once you're sitting down in shul, but rather as you're coming in to ask for the chesed, in order that all your bakashas should be mekuyim. Od yotze ki kavu de'adicha. שקודם שנכנס יומי פסוק ואני ברוב חסדיך יכוון לשם אבגיטת שעולה כמצבר רגש. This is another kavana, a different kavana in the same pasuk of אני ברוב חסדיך. Says Ariza, והעניין הוא כי השכינה הוא נקרא בית כנסת. We know that there's a reference in the Zohar that tells us that the shul is called the שכינה, or vice versa, the שכינה is called the shul. Venikra Bet Elokim. It's also references as well to Bet Elokim, the house of Elokim. Vezum Bashikatu Bet Elokim Nelech Beragesh. That's what David the Melech meant when he said Bet Elokim. When I'm going to the Bet Elokim, that is the shul. Ki Kodem Shinichnas Adam LeBet Knesset Shul Ashchina. When a person goes into the Shchina or into the shul, which is synonymous one for the other. Tzarich shidimloch be'avan. The Zohar says you should nominate, well, not really nominate, but rather you should crown. The Zohar says crown our fathers. Now, what does that mean? He's going to explain. What does that mean? Crown our fathers. Let me first be magged into what the Zohar says. The Zohar says as follows. I'm going to read out the lashon of the Zohar. It's very important. Lo libay le libar nash. לעלה לבית כנסת אלא היא ימלך בקדמיתה באברהם יצחק יעקב. Before a person enters into shul, he should take upon himself the rulership of our three forefathers, which is Avram, יצחק ויעקב. Begin the iun תקנו צולותה לקמי קושה ברוך. Because these three forefathers, Avram, יצחק ויעקב, they themselves instituted the three tefillahs that we go to. Hach iktiv, ani berov chasdecha, avo betcha da Avram. So the pasuk, which is at the beginning of the pasuk, anyways, av ani berov chasdecha, is a reference to Avram, says the Zohar. Eshtachava el echal kodshecha, the hemshach of the pasuk. Da Yitzchak, says the Zohar, that's a reference to Yitzchak. And then the pasuk continues, "Biyiratecha." That's a reference. Da Yaakov. That's a reference to Yaakov. So you see, in that whole pasuk in Tehillim is a reference to the three avot. Obay le'achlol alan bereisha. That's why you have to put them all together because it's one pasuk at the beginning before you go to shul. Before you go into inside the shul. Ubatakein yalu lebet kinista yatilet zilute. In order that your tefillah should be mikabel, because then you're going to have the koach of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov on your side to help you out. No, can't get a better partnership than that. That's what he says over here. Can this guy be sefer zvah ki pasuk zeh rumozim shlosh avot yechaven ba'av gitatz anikra rov chazdecha gam yechaven lasot. Now, okay, that's it. So that is a second kavana. A third kavana, says Arizal, gam yichaven lasot me netzach hod yisod deza. This is a more technical pshat. We know that there's a nai deza. Now, shlosha mochim chokma bina daat el nugva deza kenoda. Ze yichaven berosh berash tevo bebet elokim nelech beragesh. The Rashi Tevot of this pasuk is Beis Aleph Nun Beis Bebet Elokim. That's Beis Aleph Nelech Beragesh Nun Beis. Now, what does that spell? That is a reference to Ben. That's a reference to Ben and the Gimel Avot. V'kavana ish yimshach shlosha mochim. Oh, sorry, not the Gimel Avot. I take that back. The Gimel Mochim. Bet Aleph, that's three. That's the Gimel Mochim. Nun Beis is a reference to Ben, which is Zam. Yechaven v'kavana ish yimshach shlosha mochim nizkar el anugva anikra Ben shiavayad ahin kinoda. So when we're going to say, this is again a third pshat in the pasuk. So again, when we say the words bebet Elokim nelech beragesh, you have to mechaven that the mochim which are in za, which is chokhmah bina dat, are going to go into nukva, which is ben. Okay, so those are the three kavanas you have to have whilst your hands are on the mezuzah and you're entering shul, before you enter the shul. That's what the Arizal tells us. Okay, with that we're going to stop it for now here.